I finally arrive at the good news, even though I was saved 15 years before or so. Can you arrive at the good news when you're already saved? God does things upside down, back to front, inside out, and my life is a testimony of that, I'll tell you for sure. Don't expect business as usual when it comes to God. Colin Cook here. How it happens. A broadcast on good news. I normally go through the book of Romans, but right now I'm going through my story to illustrate some points in the book of Romans. This is not a story about victory versus defeat, before versus after. It is a story about the intervention of God by his love and mercy and grace at every turn. So may it be so in your life also. So listen into this. I hope you'll find it interesting and helpful, because I'm going to talk about today the blazing light. Light began to shine on my path from those days forward, from Andrews University in Berrien Springs, Michigan, under the teaching of Dr. Hans Laurendel. It didn't all come at once. It slowly unfolded. But I have to say that the beginning of it was a flash of light that stunned me. I would walk back from those classes. I took those classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 3 months, I think it was. I went back from those classes to my dorm room, almost walking on air, almost in a trance, almost in a daze, wondering how true this could possibly be. It is good news beyond all reckoning. I feared. You see, I had preached perfectionism. I had preached that to a church that believed that a special people would be perfected in order to demonstrate God's justice to the world in giving his law. A special people would be perfected under the power of the Holy Spirit in the last days by the latter rain or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I had preached that. And yet I had a human nature that was so far from that it was as far from light as it was from darkness. But here Dr. Laurendel started to unveil the gospel in the book of Romans. He started to help us to see that God had propitiated, that is, appeased, his own judgment, his own wrath against the world, by the sacrifice of himself in the person of his Son. That God had taken all of his judgment and anger from us to himself, that Jesus had become our righteousness. That is, he was counted as our righteousness. We were counted as righteous in him. But the stunning thing is that we were counted as righteous even when ungodly. We were counted as righteous even when we were enemies. This was contrary to everything I had believed. This was contrary to everything I had preached. I began to feel guilty that I had put upon people a burden that was too heavy for them to be borne, to bear. I certainly knew that I had put upon myself a burden too heavy to bear. And then Dr. Hans Laurendel unfolded Romans 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, that we were reconciled to the heart of the Father through the sacrifice of his Son, given access into this throne room, into God's home, into the Father's heart and home, through his Son Jesus Christ. I couldn't see how I could possibly, I couldn't see how I could be in God's home until I had been perfected, until I had relinquished all sin, until I had purified my heart so that there was not a vestige of sin left, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you see. In fact, it was as if the Holy Spirit had become or was intended to be my Savior. He was to do the saving. I had not seen the meaning of the cross. It was the Holy Spirit that was to do all the purifying. But now I saw that by one sacrifice, as Hebrews 10 says, we are perfected. I began to see that that perfection, that perfecting, was done before ever I was born, that in him I could go with confidence before my God, my Heavenly Father. I had never understood these Christians, you see, who were always so happy and confident. Mind you, I don't even know whether they knew why they were confident and happy. I think they were a bit naive in some cases. But in many other cases, perhaps they got the gospel, and in all my theological understanding and complexity of doctrine, I had failed to get it. And how odd that God led me to Jesus through the second coming of Christ before he dealt with my sins, that is, before he revealed to me how he dealt with my sins, and did that only 10 or 15 years later. How amazing God is. He doesn't do things in the order that we expect. We can't expect everybody to come to Christ in the very way we do. God has many and varied ways of bringing us to Jesus. And how amazing, Romans 6, that he counted my sinful nature, my human nature, with all its distortion and woundedness and homosexual struggle, as dead. I had been trying to kill it for years. I had been trying to study more and more deeply and intensely with more understanding. I had been trying to pray more, prayer and study, as I said, 4 hours a day. I had been trying to eliminate my sinful nature by fasting, by prayer, by avoiding this and that so that I wouldn't be tempted. I had been trying to put that human nature to death, little realizing that I was underrating the enormity and depth of depravity of my human nature. Do you see what I mean by that? If we try to put our sinful nature to death, we are presuming or assuming, presupposing is the more accurate word, we are presupposing that it is very trivial and not very serious, and that by a little effort we can in fact put it to death. Oh, what a failure to understand the depth of human depravity is that doctrine, that teaching. Only the death of Christ could count my human nature as dead, done and finished. Even though it wasn't done and finished, I was still a fallen human being, still tempted, still capable of failure and still failing. But Jesus counted it as dead in his death, for the death that must take place to the human nature is an extinction, and that can only take place when Christ comes again, and this corruptible is made incorruptible, and this mortal is made immortal, and in the meantime, Christ death stands in for mine that is yet to come at the coming of Christ, when this body will be sloughed off. And all of that statement, all of those things that it said in Romans 7 about the law, this was beyond my ken, beyond my comprehension. I had to reorder my whole theology and understanding of what God was about, because according to what Dr. Hans Laurendel was teaching, and according to Romans 7 that he was teaching out of, we are dead to the law. We died to what held us captive. We died to that which stimulates sin. The law? Yes, indeed. 7 verse 5. The passions of sin are stimulated by the law. This was a shock to my whole being, because I had thought of the law as something that led us to righteousness. I had thought of the law as a way to righteousness by the help of the Holy Spirit to that place where we would arrive in perfection, the perfect people of the last days. I know it may sound as a shocker to you to hear all this distorted theology that I had, but do you see what a shock it would be to me to learn the gospel from that point on? That we are dead to the law, that we are no longer charged as sinners, but counted as righteous in the righteousness of Christ, that trust in Christ brings us to being counted as perfectly in harmony with the law, that it has no more to say to us, no more judgment against us. Ah, these things were utterly mind-boggling to me. You know why they were. Some people listening to this broadcast may say, well, what's the big deal, Colin? Why were you so shocked and surprised? But I'm sad for you if you think that. I grieve for you because you have not comprehended the depth and depravity of your own sinful human nature. You have not comprehended the depth that Christ has had to go to relieve us of our human nature. It was a surprise to me, you see, because I had been, and God intended it, I am dead sure, to put me under the law for all of those years. Not to judge me because he hated me, not to make me suffer because he was a sadist or something, but because he had to show me the difference between human salvation or attempts at human salvation and the cross of Jesus Christ. I know that now. I can see that now. Even though I struggle with it, I can see it. I'm not at perfect peace. I have the demons of my mind. I have the dark places of my soul on a regular, well, I would almost say a daily basis. But I know now where to go. I know, in fact, now where I am. I know where to go. It's Jesus. I know where I am. I'm in Jesus. Even though I doubt that sometimes. But I know how to cling to the rock. I know who the rock is when I'm swirling around in the whirlpool of this life and wonder whether I'll be sunk and drawn down into spiritual drowning. I know that Jesus Christ is the rock to which I cling, and that rock is always available. And so these great truths kept expanding my mind, exploding my mind, bringing me to a sense of awe about God, how good, how gracious, how completely full of compassion he is and mercy. It was not only Jesus I was discovering, but God the Father himself. Could you help with the good news? Could you help by spreading it? Could you help by spreading it by donating to this broadcast and all of this month's broadcasts? I've put the check in early this week, and it'll be drawn on next week as the head office deposits that check. The check, what for? The radio rent. It costs me money to broadcast on KLT. I pay them rent. It's this month, $870-odd. Could you help? I don't have enough money to cover that check. I put it in by faith. That's how close to the line things are in this ministry. If you would like to donate, please send a check to FaithQuest P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. FaithQuest P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. You can take care of it by PayPal if you like at FaithQuestRadio.com. By the way, you know, don't you, that you can hear these programs day or night on FaithQuestRadio.com. To make the donation there, just click on the donation button and you'll see the icon for PayPal. Now remember, these donations are tax deductible. I will send you a receipt at the beginning of the year, that is in the somewhere in the month of January, at the beginning of the new year. Thank you so much for your support. This program comes to you not from some big Christian corporation, but a small ministry that has been going on for over 36 years. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Cheerio, and God bless.